Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio right now, 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Some of the things that go on in the behind-the-scene news is just absolutely humorous sometimes.
Apparently, yes. I mean, do you want me to share what we were just talking about?
Because I think it's really funny, just the timeline and how out of the scene the former president was.
Yes. So we recently, I mean, just now, heard that promo. You heard it too.
Oh, yes.
Of Jimmy Carter, you know, remembering him, honoring him, and so on. And lived to be 100 years old. Yes, well, I told you just now, Chris, I remember back when I was in sixth grade, I was in English class, and I had a couple of kids, and I don't know what got us on this topic, but I had a couple of kids insisting that Jimmy Carter was dead. And I was telling them, I'm telling you, man, he's alive. And I told you, the fact that he just now, I am 23, the fact that he just now passed away tells you just how old he was when kids were already swearing up and down he had kicked the bucket over a decade ago.
Well, you can blame that on his PR company. Bad job.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy, man. Yeah, full life.
Okay. More unexpected changes just when you think you got it together and moving forward. And more changes happening up in Century. Citing health reasons, Century Mayor Luis Gomez Jr. on Tuesday night submitted his resignation. Yep.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing
we'll get to the stocks in a minute, but I was going to
say, you were pausing for effect there, like a fox pause.
Well, I was going to say, his resignation becomes effective on Friday. Following this announcement, Councilmember Alicia Johnson was named interim mayor on a unanimous vote. The council will now actively seek residents through January 17th who are interested in the seat being vacated by Johnson. Are you following this here?
Yeah, I am now.
An interim council member will be appointed at their next regular meeting on January 21st. They never make it easy up there in Century, I got to tell you. But they are without a mayor as of... No, that's not right, because we have an interim mayor. Lisa
Johnson.
We've
got an interim.
But he will be exiting his seat on Friday.
Right.
Now, we can take a look at those darn stocks. Here's Hillary Barsky.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed as investors digested minutes from the Fed's last meeting of the year, which showed that officials thought that inflation was likely to continue moving down to the central bank's 2% target, but the process could take longer than previously anticipated. Shares of eBay jumped nearly 10% after Meta Platform said it will launch a test that will enable buyers to browse listings from eBay on Facebook's marketplace. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Microsoft, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Johnson & Johnson, Caterpillar, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 107 points, the Nasdaq lower by 11, S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
We could get that in for you.
Yes, and this week at CES in Las Vegas, thousands of new products making life smaller, safer, and quicker. Holland Cook reports.
Have you got allergies? AirTamer A310 is a personal air purifier smaller than a smartphone. You wear it on a lanyard, and it emits negative ions that force airborne pollutants 3 feet away from you. There is new safety technology here. Volvo is making it impossible to leave a child or pet trapped in the car on a hot summer day. The 2025 EX90 electric SUV has 7 radar sensors that detect virtually any living creature left in a locked vehicle. Some of these inventions do something quicker. Realme calls its 320W supersonic charging device the 4-minute miracle. It gets your smartphone battery up to 100% in just 4.5 minutes. And mingling with all these inventors? Shark Tank, holding auditions. Covering CES 2025 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
Attaboy, Holland. Temperatures staying in the 40s this afternoon. Lows projected for the next couple of nights will be in, well, let's just say this, well below freezing.
Yes.
And so you have the full story. I know you've been holding on to it.
I've been eagerly waiting.
Hoarding the story this afternoon.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Starting with the weather here, we are currently sitting at 48 degrees, low of 29 tonight. We were warning you about that pretty severe low around this time yesterday. And tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 51, low of 42. So the low is not going to be nearly as bad tomorrow. But yes, early tomorrow morning, especially with the wind chills, it's going to be feeling like low 20s. And Chris, I know you, for one, cannot wait for that.
You see how I'm dressed, right?
You're layered up.
I've got long underwear, shirt, sweater, jacket, and a big coat over there. I just took off a few moments ago because it's pretty nice in here today. Yeah. You're in a short sleeve shirt.
I got a t-shirt and a jacket.
Oh, my God.
Keeping it real.
Okay, going back to the cold weather situation, don't forget, Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton opening again tonight as a cold weather shelter for the homeless and the heatless. You got to be there between 6:30, 8:30. Reentry Alliance in Pensacola will open a cold weather shelter also tonight for women and children on Palafox. Other facilities opening tonight, Waterfront Rescue Mission on Herman Street, and My Father's Vineyard on Pensacola Boulevard. And this was just passed on to me later this afternoon. Escambia County Area Transit will provide free transportation between My Father's Vineyard and the Waterfront Rescue Mission, which allows those seeking shelter to easily travel between the overnight shelters at the church and the designated warming center at the Waterfront Mission. Fresh, just coming in this afternoon.
All righty. In just about 10, 11 minutes or so, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's concert of Beethoven in Blue Jeans. Gave a pair of these away, not the jeans, pair of tickets, away earlier this week. This will be taking place at the Singer Theater on January 11th. So we got some details on that and a simple prompt that you can text in and give us an answer to. And as I said, just in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
I've been watching the Fox Weather Channel and also the Fox Network in covering these fires out in SoCal.
Right.
It's absolutely horrible. As I mentioned to you before, I mentioned this time yesterday, I was saying as a reference point, Sunset Boulevard to Pacific Coast Highway North, don't even think about it. Well, that's all burned now. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. You know, people aren't the only ones being evacuated. A lot of horses, there are a lot of ranches up in this area.
Yeah.
It's really saturated with a lot of horses. Residents evacuating as that wildfire spreads through, I'm going to call it North Los Angeles. Winds are pushing that fire further through the city. And we're talking about up and down PCH. You're looking now at burnt. Over 1,000 structures have been burned in this fire already. A station I used to do a little bit of work with in Los Angeles, KTTV, Fox 11, is on the ground in Pacific Palisades.
People coming with their horses. They're trying to rescue their animals. Hi there. How many more horses do you have?
We have a couple we just let loose over there. We're trying to get as many as we can out.
Are any homes out there on fire?
Ozzy, I did not pay attention. I just drove straight to the barn to get my horses out and get the rest of these guys out. We're not going to let them burn.
Two in there still. How many more? We don't know. I don't know how many. How many did you let out?
We took about four of them in the trailer, two in the separate trailer, two in another one. So there should be at least maybe 12.
About 12? My recommendation is if you don't have to go anywhere, don't go anywhere, because driving is very dangerous right now. It's horrible, horrible driving conditions.
Oh, what a nightmare. 419, we'll take a quick break here.
It is a nightmare, and in living there, you always, this time of year, the Santa Anas are blowing, and you know what's going to happen. You don't know where, you don't know when, but it's going to happen. The Santa Anas do it every year, and this year, it is the worst.
419 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, had an arrest being made by U.S. Capitol Police for a rather strange reason, I'd say. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I have the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cock your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Who's Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this very chilly Wednesday afternoon. And we're going to have to go through this for another day, I believe. You and I were just checking and looking at the B-roll here and the feed from ABC. 22 degrees at 7 o'clock in the morning.
With that wind chill, yeah.
Okay, Andrew McKay is going to be all over this Pensacola Morning News. He gets it at 5 o'clock. He's going to be all over this weather
after ice skating here.
That's exactly. After scraping the ice off the windshield and maybe shoveling a little bit of that snow. Just kidding. Just kidding. Andrew's in at 5 in the morning.
I don't think you have to tell people you're kidding.
I know. Hopefully not.
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, with it already being 425, I'll go, and since we're talking about weather.
Yeah, take care of
business. Yeah, I'll go ahead and rip off this Band-Aid. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, I actually, since we did weather first last time, and I actually don't think I got to the roads. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. They are looking worse than usual, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and maybe some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, but that's what you would normally expect. As for the weather, sitting at around 48 degrees, low of 29 tonight, tomorrow, high of 51, low of 42, with late Thursday night, very slight chances of showers.
I'll frame this story under could only happen in Florida. From Congress to the State House in the state, well, it could happen for one former Florida representative. See, Jay Papa has the story.
Former U.S. House Representative Matt Gaetz says he's beginning to think about a run for governor. Gaetz telling the Tampa Bay Times he has a compelling vision for the state. Since a governor can only serve two consecutive four-year terms, Floridians will vote for a new state leader in 2026. Incumbent Ron DeSantis is nearing the end of his second term. Gaetz resigned from Congress in November when President-elect Trump chose him to be his attorney general nominee, but Gaetz then removed his name from consideration. The House Ethics Committee found the three-term representative paid tens of thousands of dollars to women for drugs and sex. He denied any wrongdoing. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And hinted at this before the break, the U.S. Capitol Police saying that a man with a machete tried to enter the Capitol Visitor Center this afternoon. The incident happened as former President Jimmy Carter was lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Officials said security spotted the machete in the man's bag as it went through an X-ray machine used for security screening. Three other knives were also found inside the bag, so either he's a chef or he's shady. The man was arrested and faces multiple charges of carrying a dangerous weapon.
Chef, what was it? What did you say he was? He was either what?
I said he was either a chef or he was shady.
There you go.
Could be a butcher.
Chef, shady, or stupid.
That too.
One of the.
He should have known that would get flagged.
Knucklehead. Okay, home buyers, home sellers, watching those mortgage numbers today. Here you go. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on that 30-year fixed rate mortgage 7.14%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage climbing to 6.50%. Well, President-elect Trump continuing to talk about the U.S. taking control of Greenland. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has this report from the Pentagon.
Out using military force to take the mineral-rich strategic landmass, which is at a crossroads territorially as the U.S., China, and Russia race to control the melting Arctic. Denmark, and therefore Greenland, is a NATO ally. Article 5 of the NATO Charter is clear that any military attack on a NATO ally requires a military response from the rest of the alliance. The move, widely seen by Danish leaders as a negotiating stunt, irritated the Danish prime minister. Trump first began talk of buying Greenland in 2019 because it has about a quarter of the world's rare earth minerals needed for all electronics, semiconductor manufacturing, the defense industry, and the new clean energy economy.
You're probably asking just about now, what do the people of Greenland think about this?
That's a good question.
Coming up next hour, I'm going to let you hear them. I got a great story on this and letting you know. Let them kind of vent for us this afternoon.
Yeah, we'll get their thoughts on it. But for right now, we'll give away...
No four-letter words, I promise.
Yes, they are civil. All right.
Well, I didn't go that far, but...
429 here, we'll get this pair of tickets giveaway underway. This is a pair of tickets to Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's concert of Beethoven in Blue Jeans on January 11th at the Singer Theater. Dress up or dress down for this annual celebration of Beethoven under the baton of guest conductor Laura Jackson. Text in to 850-437-1620, and thank you to News Radio's own Steve Taylor for giving me this idea for a prompt. Once again, text in to 850-437-1620. Beethoven was known for a disability. What was it? What was his disability? And you would think it would be pretty hindering in the world of music, but didn't hold him back at all, it seems.
Well, we know he had both ears, so you can eliminate that one.
Yes. He did have both ears, physically. He did have that. But maybe not everything that comes along with it. 850-437-1620. Let us know what Beethoven's disability was. You're the first person to do it. You can get those tickets.
That is a rough question today.
Oh, no. No, I think that's pretty good.
No, that's a rough question.
If I knew it about Beethoven, there are enough people out there. There's one person out there listening who knows it.
Okay, things changing up in Century. I got to tell you about it. I'm going to wait and do it at about 4:40. We'll talk about the changes that have been made in the leadership for the town of Century. Yeah, they're at it again. This is interesting. So anyway, we'll talk about that. 4:37 also. Powerball tonight, $240 million. 107.4 million cash option, Mega Millions Friday night, 77 million, 34.1 million. That is heading out the door.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. More than 70,000 are under evacuation orders as massive wildfires rage through Los Angeles. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood.
Home after a home here reduced to ashes. We've been hearing booms and bangs as canisters of propane and potentially ammunition have been going off in the fires. LA County fire officials say that around 1,000 buildings have currently been burned.
That number is expected to rise. 28,000 structures are being threatened throughout Los Angeles. The Defense Department says the military is joining the fight against the flames.
The California National Guard is adding two modular air firefighting system units, and two more are being readied by the Nevada National Guard.
Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh, California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President-elect Donald Trump is contemplating declaring a national economic emergency to roll out his tariff policies, according to CNN. Reportedly, this move would allow for Trump to create the tariff program through the International Economic Emergency Powers Act. CNN reports this act allows the president to oversee imports in a period of national crisis. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining 106 points, the S&P 500 up by 9, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 10. Amazon.com is announcing its cloud computing division, Amazon Web Services, plans to invest roughly $11 billion to expand its infrastructure in Georgia to support cloud computing and AI technologies. Shares of Amazon are currently off slightly in after-hours trading. U.S. crude oil futures for February down 1.2% above 73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Tomorrow, Notre Dame plays Penn State with a spot in the national championship game on the line. Today, James Franklin said he believes that every school should be in a conference. And in a 12-team playoff format where a spot is basically reserved for Notre Dame as long as they don't have more than two losses in a season, makes you ask, why the heck would Notre Dame join a conference now? I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity's stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
Well, I think my legacy has been perpetuated, whatever it might be, between the presidency and the Carter Center, by a commitment to peace instead of constant wars.
Jimmy Carter served one term as a president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Chilly afternoon. I do hope you have your jacket or sweater with you today. It is a bit on the chilly side, and Austin's going to be going over this weather for us in just the next few minutes, kind of updating us in terms of what to expect. I'll drop in a hint, 22 degrees tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., and you're saying, okay? Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah, good to know.
Yeah. Honestly, I do. I know, and I'll give a deeper rundown in those few minutes, like Chris said. But we do have several stuff going on the roads here that I do want to touch on. So I'll go ahead and get a quick traffic and weather update out of the way here. Brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that's Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, just wanted to touch on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through Hurlburt Field, and as you continue westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. Also have some issues still lingering on Palafox Street at the intersection with Burgess Road, particularly in the northbound lane. And then Highway 90 in two spots, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, but also continuing westbound, passing Glover Lane. And then as for the weather, it's 48 degrees right now, low of 29 tonight.
Okay, it's going to be cold. That's about it.
yeah. Crowded and cold. There's your traffic and weather.
Here. Let's jump head first into do some sports. Real quick, Ice Flyers facing another road trip this week. Macon is the next opponent. Friday and Saturday, then the good guys return to home ice. Sunday, January 12th for game three of their series against the Mayhem. I believe it's first responder night. I think it is. I have to check on that. Puck dropping. Don't you dare go to the Bay Center at 7:05.
You silly goose.
Oh, my. No. Puck dropping 4 o'clock Sunday in the Bay Center. So it's a 3-hour difference there. Mm. You've been told. Former Major League Baseball pitcher who last played back in 2016 has died. Fox's Jared Max has more on the report.
Former Baltimore Orioles pitcher and one-time standout at the University of San Diego, Brian Mattis, died Tuesday at the age of 37, cause of death unknown. The fourth overall pick in the 2008 draft by the Baltimore Orioles, with whom he spent nearly his entire 8-year career, Brian Mattis pitched in 279 games for the Orioles and one game with the Cubs in 2016. The Orioles called Mattis a staple in our clubhouse. The team wrote, Brian was beloved throughout Birdland, and his passion for baseball and our community was unmatched. He dedicated his time to connecting with any fan he could, was a cherished teammate, and always had a smile on his face. Brian Mattis began his career as a starting pitcher and transitioned to a reliever. He had a career record of 27-41. Jared Max, Fox News.
I always defray my sports questions to you. Did you know Brian?
No, I was not too. I was not familiar with him, but I'm not a huge baseball guy either.
Okay,
I'm not big
fair,
on.
Fair.
I'm not
fair.
Big on the MLB lore.
I gotcha.
But I also do. I do want to touch on this because we've been talking about hockey. We mentioned that just a few minutes ago,
sure,
and we've been talking about sports leagues that I am predominantly unfamiliar with. So the NHL has postponed tonight's game between the LA Kings and Calgary Flames due to the Southern California wildfires. The game will be made up at a later date, and the fires are forced. Also forced the closures of Universal Studios Hollywood. And Pepperdine University or Pepperdine. Yeah, sorry about that. University
campus. Watch it when you get there.
Yeah. And also, congratulations are in order to Bill from Pensacola. He won our tickets to Beethoven in Blue Jeans.
I'm just concerned about my professor there, Dr. Nick DeBonis at Pepperdine. What the hell he's doing? I'm sure he's evacuated.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Wait a minute. What am I talking about? He's not even there anymore.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah.
Back when I was in. So, oh my, I hope he's doing well wherever he is.
It's okay. Hey, you fooled me, too. I was like, yeah, hopefully.
Print psychology. Dr. Nick DeBonis.
Wow.
My thoughts are with you, Dr. Nick DeBonis.
Wherever you are.
And I just hope you're safe. I just hope you're darn safe. I really do. Come on. Let's get to some bowl games here. We got to talk about this. Tomorrow
Indeed.
Night, Penn State, Notre Dame, Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami Gardens. It's going to be a game.
Yes, I genuinely think so. I think it's going to be on the lower scoring end, at least when compared to the Cotton Bowl. I do have Penn State winning, though, 27-21. Both of these teams are just, it's tough to predict, and that's good. It's good to have an unpredictable game. That's what you want. But they're mainly unpredictable because of who all they've played so far this postseason.
Okay, and they're probably both teams just tickled to death not having to play in the snow.
Yes, I would assume so.
Both of those teams do play in snowy areas, and so...
Yeah, Indiana and Pennsylvania.
Yes, they are. Okay, Friday, big game, Ohio... This is a tough one. Ohio State, Texas.
Yeah, well, and it's also tough because we were just now talking about that inclement weather that some of these places have to deal with, and there was concerns, and I'm sure they're still keeping an eye out, but I don't know the situation in Dallas, but there were concerns about, like, okay, could this game be postponed because of these teams having to be in transit to get to Dallas with some of the snowstorms and stuff going on. Don't know how big of an issue that's going to end up being, but that was something that was being discussed. So... Don't know how that's going to turn out, but I will say I have Ohio State winning this game, and I have it being like 41-30. I got to be in on the higher scoring end.
Yeah, you can be. You're a very brave person if you were in Texas saying that.
Yeah,
very.
I would assume so.
I wouldn't go out in public with you. Let me just put it like that.
Well, I mean, Texas, you know, they always get
wait. Be careful.
Well, they always get grief for the horns down symbol. So I would just give them those and then run to my car.
Do you think Matthew McConaughey's going to be at the game?
Oh, I am sure.
You think he's going to be on the sidelines?
Yes.
Think he's going to be running out with the cheerleaders?
I was about to say, maybe with a couple extra layers on, but he's going to be out there.
He's the biggest Longhorn fan I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's like Jack Nicholson with the Lakers.
Yeah. Crazy mad Jack. Listen, I want to get this in here. I promise you I was going to rubble it up for you about 4:37. Running a few minutes extra here, but I got to tell you about this. More unexpected changes in the town of Century. Citing health reasons, the mayor, Luis Gomez Jr., on Tuesday night just come up there and just submitted his resignation. There it is.
Wow.
Laid it on the table, effective Friday. Following the announcement, council member Alicia Johnson was named interim mayor on a unanimous vote. The council will now actively seek residents. Now, this is the part where you need to follow me. The council will now seek actively residents through January 17th who are interested in the seat being vacated by Johnson. As interim council members will be appointed at their next regular meeting on January 21st.
Mm.
What do we get out of this story? Century doesn't have a mayor. There you go.
Or at the very least, they will have a rift going from one mayor to an interim.
They've had their problems up there with leadership, mayors making some really good decisions. I just wish somebody up there would go up there and get great community, great town, great people. They deserve better.
Mm. Well, and hopefully they'll get better.
I hope so.
We'll see. Just about 4:45 here, and we'll get that full check of the roads and weather that I hinted at a few moments ago. This one brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. We got some issues on the roads. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, giving us some problems. Same with North Davis Highway near Olive Road. One of the main spots we've been touching on is the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, particularly if you're traveling northbound on Palafox. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. Navarre Parkway passing Hurlburt Field and Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 48 degrees right now, low of 29 tonight, so very chilly evening. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 51, low of 42 officially, but very early tomorrow morning, we can be getting some wind chills that could be having it feeling like 22 or so degrees with that low evening temperature and wind chill in the morning combining there. Perfect storm, literally.
445, News Radio 92.3. You mentioned Hurlburt Field.
Yes.
When you said that, Air Force popped in my mind, which reminded me to remind you, the Air Force is investigating, this is really strange, is investigating an incident involving an F-16 fighter jet after a fuel tank detached and landed in Niceville. Nice neighborhood over there in Niceville. Air Force officials say it's unclear whether the tank was carrying any fuel at the time. No injuries were reported. Fuel or no fuel, why'd the thing fall off the jet?
I don't know.
Did somebody release it? Only inquiring minds want to know. We'll keep you posted on this one.
All righty. And speaking of keeping you posted, this seems to be a bit of a developing story now. We were talking about Meta doing away with, what was that talk about? It's fact-checking, right? And trying to go perhaps down more of a community notes-driven respond system. Well, Facebook is now also moving its content moderators from California to Texas in an effort to reduce concerns about bias. Glenn Hamer, who heads the Texas Association of Business, predicts that there will be a domino effect, especially when it comes to high-tech firms that are doing research into AI. Hamer says they want to be viewed as non-biased as well. We reached out to the parent company of, there was a reach-out to the parent company. But there was a reach-out to the parent company of Facebook to find out details of the move, including how many workers are coming, but they did not respond.
I used to laugh when you see some TV personalities that were kind of just getting used to the teleprompter. They would read, "Then he said," and then that person said, oh,
exactly.
My goodness.
Yeah, you just got to correct yourself.
Okay,
Keep going.
Let me go back to the social media wars, and this is getting really good. You were mentioning a few of these participants. Facebook, Instagram, and Threads now promising not to censor you. Oh, so they've been doing it before, huh? All right. Even Brown has the numbers on this one.
Meta's Mark Zuckerberg admitted working with the Biden administration to police user postings that didn't mesh with White House policy was wrong, and now going forward, they will no longer use third-party content moderators.
And it's gone too far. So I want to make sure that people can share their beliefs and experiences on our platforms.
Zuckerberg says Meta's platforms will now rely on something akin to X's community notes, where users can question or bolster each other's claims, citing sources and having that information tagged to a post. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Are all these people coming clean because of President-elect Trump?
I'm not sure. That's an interesting question. I would say that much. As you said just a moment ago, inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, where did I get that from?
I don't know.
It was a moniker.
I've heard it
tagline.
Before.
Yeah. Inquiring minds want to know. Look at the texters right now. I bet you there's somebody out there smarter than we are. 850-437-1620. Where did that line come from?
Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah, let us know where that became famous.
Where did I pull that one from?
448, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. Like to get you your numbers every hour. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 106 points to 42,653. The S&P 500 rose by 9 points to 59,18. And the NASDAQ fell by 10 points to 19,478.
I got
to
tell you about these cold weather shelters because you're going to need it tonight. Ferris Hill, of course, in Milton opening their shelter for the homeless and heatless, opening 6:30 to 8:30. Reentry Alliance in Pensacola opening a cold weather shelter tonight for women and children. They're over on Palafox. Other facilities open tonight, Waterfront Rescue Mission on Herman Street and My Father's Vineyard on Pensacola Boulevard. And the addendum to that one, as you know, just got this a few minutes ago as we came on air. ECAT, Escambia County Area Transit, is going to provide free transportation between My Father's Vineyard and the Waterfront Rescue Mission, which will allow those seeking shelter to easily travel between the overnight shelter at the church and the designated warming center at the Waterfront Rescue Mission. Good people here, folks.
Yes, and we've got a few texters dropping
good,
in.
Good.
We've got multiple people saying National Enquirer is where it came from, which would be fitting, but we also have someone saying National Geographic, but they're in the minority. So I don't know. We've got one person saying National Geographic and a few saying National Enquirer.
I'm not sure those are the answers.
I don't know. Would it help if I told you that one of these people spelt Enquirer incorrectly?
No.
Would that sweeten the pot for you? No. Thank you for your feedback, though, in all seriousness.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love how Chris is like, where did we get, where is that slogan from? And then when several people say the same thing, they're wrong.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just not convinced that is the answer.
No, I'm genuinely not sure. I will figure it out. 4:50 here.
Hopefully.
We'll take one last quick break. When we return, President Biden using the waning days of his administration to push a pretty controversial plan, what that plan is and what it entails, all coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, Christmas Brian and Austin Price.
Did you just say Christmas Brian?
Christmas Brian.
That's nice.
How about that? The legal name today.
Yeah.
Christmas Brian.
Chris Brian's government name is Christmas Brian.
That's
you know,
right.
Now you know.
Yeah, and what was this line? The line was?
That we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Okay, and what was the answer?
It seems like the bulk of folks are saying National Enquirer, and they did send a photo letting us know
that it
originated as a slogan used by the tabloid newspaper. But there was, I saw someone else mention E.F. Hutton. That kind of struck a chord with you.
I remember that. Inquiring minds want to know. Now you got me off on this.
Someone may have said it, but I guess the National Enquirer in an actual tabloid was the first to like print it, you know?
Okay. Anyway, thank you to all of our texters. We appreciate that. Now, wasn't that fun? They were probably saying, okay, now, did I win tickets or something? Where are my tickets?
Yeah, where are my tickets at?
Hey, there's a knucklehead. Delta seems to get their share of them, let me tell you. This wasn't a Delta flight. Delta, if you remember, the lady who gets on board, goes to Paris, does her thing, and then she gets caught trying to bust a security checkpoint last week. Mm. Well, I'm not talking about that lady. I am talking about another passenger aboard a plane preparing to fly from Boston to San Juan last night. Tried to get off that flight the wrong way. There are certain ways that you do exit an airplane.
Yes.
And one of them is not this way, according to Carmen Roberts.
The FAA says for some unknown reason, a man aboard a JetBlue flight at Boston Logan International Airport suddenly ripped open an emergency exit door as the plane taxied down the runway. That triggered the emergency slide, but other passengers stopped the errant flyer before he could leap, and neither he nor any others were injured. Massachusetts State Police responded and took the man into custody. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
All righty, 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. It's been a pretty hefty hour when it comes to traffic and weather together. We do have some backups developing right where Davis Highway meets Scenic, right in front of UWF if you're heading over to the water back to Pace. Do have some backups developing there. No confirmation of an accident or anything. Palafox Street traveling northbound passing Burgess Road is giving us some pretty severe congestion as well. Outside of that, it's looking like just a few of our usual spots. Last noteworthy area is going to be Blue Angel Parkway. That's if you are traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. As for the weather, 48 degrees, low of 29 tonight, and that, man, that low is going to bleed into tomorrow morning with some wind chills, and it's going to be feeling like 22, low 20s. But Thursday, throughout the bulk of the day, high is 51, low is 42, with Thursday night having a slight chance of showers.
4:57, News Radio 92.3. The mayor of New York City has really been going through some problems. Not that he doesn't deserve it. I just say,
just an observation.
There you go. Absolutely. The criminal case against that good mayor could be widening. Fox's Lillian Wu has the story.
Federal prosecutors allege they've uncovered additional criminal conduct by Mayor Eric Adams and others as the New York City mayor prepares to face trial on bribery charges. In documents filed Monday, prosecutors also saying law enforcement has continued to identify additional individuals involved in Adams's conduct. They did not, however, include details about the additional allegations. Adams criticizing the investigation at a news conference.
I've said over and over again, I've done nothing wrong. Let the attorneys do that. I have to run this city.
Adams, who's pleading not guilty, is the first New York City mayor in modern history to be indicted on criminal charges while in office. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And hinted at this before the break, President Biden using the waning days of his administration to push a plan that would lower the amount of nicotine in cigarettes, and Republicans are bashing the effort. Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson is a former White House physician. He says the proposed rules, which are meant to address public health, would push smokers to Mexican cartels and their black market. This is not the first time this administration has tried to put more restrictions on smoking. A previous push to ban menthol cigarettes fell flat.
Okay, having some time here with PPD spokesperson Mike Woody's reporting this afternoon. Two unidentified people were killed in a traffic crash after fleeing PPD and then crashing into a pole. The incident happened this morning about 12:20, actually, when an officer attempted to make a traffic stop near Pace Boulevard and Garden Street. Never even got that far. The car went out of control, smashed into the pole. Then the police officer got up to the scene of the crash. The officer was not involved in that crash. Terrible, terrible situation. But, yeah, PPD got there a few seconds after it happened.
Mm. My goodness, yeah. And I heard about that story, and as you said, just very unfortunate. Are you a fan of the Amazon Prime hit series, Reacher?
You know, only thing I do on Amazon Prime usually is NFL football, and I watch a lot of the old TV shows on Prime.
Well, don't worry. If you haven't gotten into Reacher yet, there's a chance, because the third season of the series will debut next month. The first three episodes will hit the streaming service on February 20th. New episodes of the crime thriller will then debut every Thursday through March 27th.
Okay, are you a fan?
No, but I've seen bits and pieces. My setup was now for engagement and nothing more.
Now it comes out. I want you to kind of fill me in. What is this series about?
I think it's inspired by the Jack Reacher. Is it inspired by the Jack Reacher stuff?
You're not asking me. I know that.
I'm asking myself. I can't remember, ma'am. We're going to have to resort to the text line quite a lot this afternoon.
Okay.
But yeah, it's about some, you know, bad A-word dude who's like, he fights crime. That's why it says crime thriller. I do know that much. He's like a vigilante.
You're trying to wiggle out of this one, aren't you?
It's something like that. I'm in the ballpark.
All right. We'll talk about new year, new jobs, and a lot of sports and news that you can use.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.